NPR's Howard Berkus has spent much of the week reporting on the terrible shooting that took place in a shopping mall in Salt Lake City. But he found in his reporter's notebook a perspective he hadn't heard before.
These mass shootings seem all too familiar now, as do the makeshift memorials, the indescribable loss, and the billboards urging prayer. But there's a new twist in the genre, cultures unfamiliar to most of us. Think of the Red Lake Reservation in Minnesota, the Hmong Hunter in Wisconsin, the Amish schoolhouse in Pennsylvania, and now an 18-year-old Bosnian Muslim in Utah. Trying to fathom the unfathomable seems more difficult than ever.
Probably he got some his own reason. He was maybe sick. This is hard to say, really.
Maruf Arifovich struggled to understand as he stood in Bosnia, a cramped and dark restaurant. As many as 10,000 Bosnians live in Utah. Arifovich is a 53-year-old painter who fled violence in his homeland at roughly the same time as Suleiman Talevich, who shot 9 people at the Trolley Square Mall before being killed by police.
I am deeply sorry what's happened. As a father, as a person, as a human being, all my sympathy for the people who got losses. And I believe that don't have nothing to do, any connection with the Bosnian people in here.
Could it have been the war, I ask? Talevich saw his village destroyed and escaped Srebrenica before 8,000 Muslim boys and men were killed.
Can be anything. I don't know, but the right reason probably he take with him.
Is it tough here for Bosnian kids?
The young people adjust actually pretty much fast to this society. They learn fast language, they are part of this society, and I believe most of them, they don't have a problem.
Arifovich has heard that some Bosnians have been harassed since the shooting and that some blame Bosnian Muslims. He has a simple response.
As a community, we don't have nothing to do with that, what's happened. Everyone is responsible for his own action.
Arifovich is as puzzled as anyone. Despite a shared culture and faith and a shared experience with war and refuge, the shooting makes as little sense to him as it does to the rest of us.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.